Fast upon us, 'tis the season of lilacs, caps and gowns, and those desultory commencement speeches about life being a journey. For too many seniors these days, the sheepskin comes with an avalanche of student loan debt. The Rhode Island media has made much recently of the rate of in-state tuition increases at the University of Rhode Island, our state's flagship public university. Tuition and fees for Rhode Island students at URI have jumped 43% since the 2008 and 2009 academic year. At the same time, tuition and fees for students from outside the Ocean State have climbed by just 13%. In an era when too many working-class families cannot afford to send their children to URI, much has been made of whether spending money on a college education is even worth it. Well, there is one thing that for most students is far worse than forking out all that money for college. That's not doing so. Let's look at this from a purely economic stance. The latest data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics reveal that for most workers aged 25 and over, there's an iron link between education and employment. The national unemployment rate for those with a bachelor's degree is 4%. For those with only a high school education, it's 7.5%. And for workers who dropped out of high school, the jobless rate is 11.5%. The unemployment rates for those who go beyond a bachelor's degree are even lower. Just 2.2% of workers with doctorates are out of work. For those who earn a professional degree, such as in law, medicine, or business, the jobless rate is 2.3%. Anyone who believes you can decently support a family on the earnings of a high school graduate or dropout believes the earth is flat. That doesn't mean college is for everyone. Many Rhode Islanders are able to put food on their tables because they have jobs that don't require college, but do involve learning skills beyond high school. Many union building trades workers are doing well, and everyone seems to know a plumber who earns more per hour than their kid's pediatrician. As for URI, a history lesson is in order. In 1960, 20% of URI students came from outside the state. By 1981, that figure was 31%. Now about 40% of the students at the Kingston campus are from outside our borders. That trend is continuing. The class that entered URI last September had half Rhode Islanders and half from out of state. Why has this happened? Well, a big part of the answer is that while our neighboring states of Connecticut and Massachusetts were investing millions in state money in their state schools, former Governor Donald Carcieri and the General Assembly slashed aid to URI. So what were university administrators supposed to do? Well, they could have cut programs and dumbed down the university, or they could raise tuition fees and admit more students from outside the Ocean State. That seems like a no-brainer choice to those who run URI. At the same time Carcieri and lawmakers cut state support to URI, they cut income taxes for the wealthy. The tax cuts were supposed to fuel economic growth. How do you think that has worked out in a state that still has the country's highest unemployment rate? Governor Lincoln Chafee has turned things around somewhat. On his watch, money has been restored to the university, and he's asking the Assembly to let voters decide this November on a plan for a bond issue to upgrade URI's engineering programs. A Rhode Islander who graduates from URI is more likely to remain in the state or leave in return than a student from New York, New Jersey, or Ohio. Yet with 50% of the new students from outside Rhode Island, URI now has the largest percentage of students from outside the state than any other New England State University except for the University of Vermont. This isn't to say URI officials can't help fix this. For too long, our state university has lagged behind its New England neighbors in fundraising. URI has the smallest endowment of any New England State University. As is the case with most large bureaucratic institutions, efficiencies can likely be found. And some of us wonder why URI spends so much money and gives so many scholarships to a football team that rarely wins a game or attracts many fans. UVM and Boston University are two examples of New England schools that have eliminated football without suffering any decline in reputation or student applications. It's profoundly sad that the rate of growth in the state budget for the ACI has increased faster in recent years than outlays to URI. Our state could choose to invest in URI, or we can choose ignorance and its orphan child, economic stagnation.